What time you got? Good evening, everyone. Welcome, 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 one and all, to the Carols by Candlelight service 2025. Yes. Now, are you excited to be here this evening?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas this year. Now, I want you to tell me, what's your favorite thing to do this Christmas? Tell me, come on, tell me. Family.
Family.
Opening presents. Eating. Yes. I look forward to eating. Anyone else?
Presents.
Presents. Santa. Okay. Anyone else?
Movie night.
Movie night. Home Alone. No? Polar Express. Yeah. Well, we hope that whatever you're doing this Christmas, that you will have a wonderful time with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. We pray that you will have a safe and a wonderful Christmas. But most of all, we are here this evening to tell the true story of Christmas. And that's why we're here this evening. So we want you to be welcome. We want you to relax and just enjoy as we go throughout the course of this service, just telling the wonderful story of Christmas, that over 2,000 years ago, God did something very, very special by sending his only begotten Son into this world. And since that day, life has changed in such a remarkable way, because many here today and many throughout this country and around the world have been impacted by Jesus Christ. And we're here today to tell of his love, of his goodness, of his grace, and the joy that comes through knowing Jesus Christ. So we hope today that you will be blessed and that you will be encouraged this evening. Now, before I get out of the way, we're not going to interrupt this service at all today. It's just going to flow. And all those who are taking part in the service, they have been kept in lieu of what we're doing this evening. So there's going to be no introductions. Everyone's just going to come up and do their part, and we're just going to flow and tell the story of Christmas and enjoy all of the carols. But before we go any further, I'm just going to pray, and then Andy, who is responsible for our health and safety here at the church, he's going to come up and he is going to give us some fire safety instructions and also proceed with lighting of the candles. That sound good? Yes. All right, let's pray, dedicate this time to the Lord. Father, we thank you so, so much for bringing us here together safely. Thank you for each and every one who is here this evening. For those, Lord, who live in this town in Sittingbourne, and even those who have traveled from out of town, we thank you for each and every one. And we pray today that as we tell the story of Christmas, that you would just encourage every heart. For those who have heard this story many, many times before, we pray that you'll bring something fresh, that you'll bring something new to their hearts. And for those that perhaps have not really embraced the true essence of Christmas, we pray this evening that you will become that Emmanuel, God with us, and that you would dwell amongst us now, and that we would sense and know your presence and your peace and your glory. So we commit this time to you now. We pray for each and every one who is taking part in this service. May your glory surround us, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Andy.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes. Yeah. Literally just 60 seconds of your time, please. Just a couple of important safety messages we have to give because we're using the live candles, and then we can proceed to light the candles and enjoy the service. Firstly, in terms of what to do if the fire alarms go off, if the alarms go off, we just ask that you'd all leave by the nearest exit, and then we muster in the car park, which is immediately behind the church. We then check that all is well, turn the alarms off, and invite you back in. It's never happened in all the years we've done this service, but it is important that we just are aware of what to do. In terms of where the exits are, if you're a visitor here, right at the rear of the church, probably where most of you came in, that's the main door where most of you will probably head out of, then just turn left and up the side of the church. There's also, just to the right of the main door, there's a ramp going down, and there's a side door there if anybody kind of would rather not use the steps or just needs to use the ramp. From the side of the church, there's a second exit for those nearer to the front. How you get to that is you go out of this door to your right, my left, then you would turn right. There's a fire door immediately to your right. Go through that and you're in the back hallway, and you'll see just on your left the fire door there, and go out there. In terms of those upstairs, you'll find that there are fire exits on both sides at the back of the church. Again, just go down either of those and you will come out by the main doors at the back. Upstairs, if you're kind of nearer to where I am, on your right-hand side, there's a fire door there. Go through that, turn immediately right through the next door, your top of the stairs, come down the stairs, you'll be in that hallway, and just join the others going out the side entrance. All of the fire exits are marked with green and white signs, and there are fire marshals upstairs and downstairs that will be available to assist either with directions or with physical assistance if you require it. So that's it in terms of the fire stuff. What we'll do now, we're going to move to lighting the candles. Just to say, on the way we do this now is a couple of us shortly, we will take the light from the candle here, we will come round, and then we'll walk up and down the aisles, and we will just assist the person at the end of the aisle to light their candle, unless you've got a plastic one, in which case the nearest person with a wax candle, if you could light, and then we just ask that you move it along. You should all have with your candles a little kind of wax card just to stop the wax dripping down. If you haven't, give us a shout. But if you could just hold your candles, those with the kind of live candle, underneath that. And the way we light these, the candle that's already lit, we just ask that you kind of keep that upright all the time so we don't have any kind of wax dripping down. And the candle that's being lit, we just hold at a 90 degree angle just to catch the flame. There you go. And bring that upright and just move it along that way. That's it with the safety messages. So myself and a friend will start to move around, and we'll light up the candles, and then we can enjoy the service. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's just do one, two, let's just do one, two, three, four, five. Yeah. Would it work if we just do one, two, three, four, five in that order? The lyrics I come up?
If you do five verses,
it doesn't matter about the lyrics. This is now almost on very hot.
Okay. We are having a little bit of difficulty with our screens. So hopefully, after the choir does their first song, we would have resolved the issue in time for the carols, so we can all participate. So let's pray that the screens will be resolved by the time the choir finishes their first song. So we're going to be blessed now by the choir. We're so grateful to have our church choir here this evening, and they have been preparing and practicing throughout the weeks, and we're grateful for them. So they're going to sing now their first number, which is Gaudete, I believe. I hope I got that right.
Gaudete. Gaudete, 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 Reading regarding the prophecy of Jesus' birth. And the first scripture comes from Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we will call him Emmanuel. The next reading comes from Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned. Isaiah 9:6-7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of this government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.
How come Emmanuel?
think we've got the screens working now, so I'm expecting you to sing a little bit louder. I'm sure you can.
Sweet.
It's a privilege this time of year as Christians that we can pray on behalf of God's creation, on behalf of the nation that we are blessed to live in, and also on behalf of this local community. We are blessed as a local church to be a part of this community, sharing the love and the light of Jesus Christ over the past 160 years. And we give God thanks for that. So we're going to have now just a time of prayer, which is going to be led by three of our deacons. We're going to pray for the world, we're going to pray for the nation, and we're going to pray for our local community.
In Jesus' name, our Father and our God, we come before you today and we lift up before your throne of grace the world that you, Father, created. Father God, we know that there's just so much going on all over the world, wars and rumors of wars, like your word says. We see it playing out every day. We listen to the news and we hear of unrest here and there. Today we come knowing, O God, that these things are there because they are part of the signs of time. However, O God, we make bold to come before your altar this evening as a family and with one voice. And we pray, O God, for your peace. The only way, Father, that your peace can rest all over the world is when your peace rests on each individual. And so, Father God, we pray that your peace will find every soul all around the world in the way that you know best to do it. Father, we ask for a revelation of yourself, O God, to every one of us all over the world, that we may know you for who you are. You are the Prince of Peace. And we release your peace over this world in the name of Jesus. And we pray that as your peace is released, that Father, hearts will begin to receive you. And when they receive you, they will know your peace. And when we all carry your peace within us, O God, there will be peace all around us from within, going out to the world around us. And so, Father God, as we lift our voice, O God, we ask that you will grant us the grace all over the world, O God, to go through all that is going on, but knowing that your peace dwells richly within us, and that peace will keep us. And so, Father, we release the words of Philippians 4:7, and we say, may the peace of God, which passes every understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just pray that you, O God, will rule and reign all over this world, and that your presence will be felt anew. We give you praise and glory, O God, and the church shall say, amen.
And as we remember and look forward to the birth of the baby into a nation that was full of turmoil, we lift up our own nation to you this evening, Father. You see it in all its beauty, in all its diversity and complexity and all of its problems, for the things that make you happy in our nation and for the things that make you weep. Father, would you be close to those in our nation this time that are finding this period difficult, for the lonely, for the bereaved, for those facing financial hardship. Father, we pray for our leaders and for those in responsibility. Would you grant them compassion? Would you grant them integrity? Would you grant them wisdom? And Father, we do pray for all those working this Christmas time in our institutions, for those in the emergency services, for those working in the NHS this Christmas time. Would they too meet with Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just lift up the area that we live in. We lift up Sittingbourne and the whole of Swale. Lord, we know that all your churches are alive in your name, and they are that beacon of light in the high street. Lord, just help us to be what you want us to be in the high street. That those with needs will come. And Lord, that you will fulfill those needs. And we will do what you want us to do to help people. So Lord, as we go forward into 2026, Lord, help us to each become more like you. And when we see someone in need, we act in the way that you would want us to act. So, Lord, we lift up all the people in Sittingbourne that are doing all these things already, the food banks, the people with the homeless, the people on the streets and the street pastors. Lord, just be with each and every one of those organisations that go out and stretch out to all the people in this surrounding area. So, Lord, we just ask you to light that fire and set it alight for Sittingbourne and for all of the surrounding area of Swale, Lord, that they will know that you are here and you are the Almighty One, the God that saves and offers eternal life. So, Lord, we just lift this all up to you and ask for it all in your glorious Son's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had it in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Oh,
sound beautiful. Please do take your seat. Our program this evening is a little bit altered because my daughter's decided that she wants some attention. So we're going to have one more carol before we have another reading, but I'm going to ask you to remain seated. Rest your legs, and it's the First Noel.
Thank you. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12, the Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was dismayed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you.
Just for a brief moment, if we can all fix our attention to the screen, we're going to watch a short film. It's only a few minutes, and then I'm going to come back with the message. We can turn up the volume, guys at the back, so we can all hear it.
Who's that?
No, it's just work. Nothing to worry about, just work.
Have a good day, yeah?
Yeah, nice one. Catch you later.
Bye.
Welcome. Take a seat. A bit of excitement. Wow. Congratulations, guys. This is going to sign for your four-bedroom house. You must be so excited. The kids must be excited. Amazing. Amazing. Awesome. There we go. Congratulations. Look at that. Your very own keys to your four-bedroom house.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
So welcome. You've been amazing.
Enjoy, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hi, Ricky. Please take a seat for me. Congratulations, Ricky. Well done for being the best salesman ever. But hold up. I just one thing that I want to speak to you about. Recently, you searched up some mental health problems. Is everything all right?
No, man, what do you mean it's mental health? It ain't for me, mate. It's for somebody else. You know what I mean?
As your manager, you know I have a duty of care that you can tell us anything you have in mind.
Listen, I'm fine, really. It's just a busy season, mate. Do you know what I mean? You're a nice one for the congratulations.
Sold another house. That bonus, you know what this means? Disneyland in the car!
What? Are you serious? Oh my gosh! Yes!
Hang on, just going to freshen up, yeah?
Ricky's life is a story that is also familiar with many throughout the world today. In a real sense, Ricky's story is a reminder to us that it is possible to wear the smile, to join in with the celebrations this Christmas, to sit around the family table with your loved ones, to open all of the Christmas presents under the tree. Yes, we can even wear the ugly Christmas jumper. We can adorn the hat. But deep inside, it's all just a show. It's just a public face that is masked. Masked by a social media filter, if you will. And what that filter does, friends, it points and it paints a picture that is superficial. It's like a two-sided coin. It's the face that we show to the public that we're happy. And even as Ricky was showing one face to his wife in the film, not his real wife, just so we're clear. I don't want Jay to come for me after this service. But it's possible to even show a face to our loved ones that everything's okay. But deep inside, there is a burden, there is something that is just not quite right. Deep inside, Ricky is crying out for help. Maybe there's a lady here this evening who is crying out for someone to notice their pain. Maybe there's a man here this evening who is struggling like Ricky with his mental health. Maybe there's a young lady here this evening who is still struggling with something that happened in the past, a past wound that is still causing pain even today. And in that very short clip, friends, you saw a family man, a husband, a father, a career-minded individual, a man that on paper appeared to have it all together. He's got the house. He's got the car on the drive. He's able to book a nice holiday for his family. He's got some money in the bank. On paper, it appears that he has a bright future in view. Yet deep inside, internally, there is a void. There's something missing. Yes, his career brings him some financial security, but yet still, there is a void for something more. Yes, his family brings him happiness and a profound sense of satisfaction, yet within his mind, friends, it feels like something is missing. And to the outside world, perhaps many would even suggest, Ricky, what do you have to worry about? You have so much going for you. So many people in this world would perhaps want to swap places with you. Why are you struggling mentally? Why are you struggling and battling depression? Why are you struggling with anxious thoughts? Ricky, why are you afraid? And could it be this evening and on this Carols by Candlelight service that like Ricky, there's someone here this evening who this Christmas feels like something is missing? And could I just speculate on this carol service that could it be number one, that like Ricky, we could be running on empty because we are struggling internally, but we don't quite know what is missing? Could it be that number one, we're struggling because our joy is connected to the wrong source? Could it be that our joy, what we look to bring us joy, satisfaction, and peace, that we're looking in the wrong place? And I want to ask the question this Christmas season, are you connected to the right source this Christmas? I'll never forget a few years ago, I went to fill up my dad's car at the petrol station. And my dad drives a car, at the time he had a diesel car. And there was me who went to the petrol station and filled up his car to the brim with unleaded. Yes, the car looks to the eye that it can move, that it has mobility. But if it is occupied and filled with the wrong stuff, then ultimately the car that is built to move will no longer be able to operate with its primary function. And that is the reality for us. If we are connected to the wrong source, if we have misplaced joy in our lives, then we may appear to keep on moving as Ricky was doing, but deep inside, we're running on empty. That is the case even with Christmas presents under the tree. Do you know that of all the wonderful Christmas presents that you and I could open this Christmas, every gift that we could open, every material gift that we can open, has one thing in common, and that is every gift has a sell-by date. It's temporal by nature. Years ago when I was a kid and my dad bought me a PlayStation 2, I was delighted. Some of the kids are thinking, PlayStation 2, what is that? But now, we're no longer on PlayStation 2. No one wants to be seen playing a PlayStation 2 anymore. Old news, old story, past its sell-by date. And many gifts that parents will be running around the town and busy buying online for the gifts for their loved ones, the young ones will open it, they'll have joy and delight on their faces this Christmas, but I give it just a couple months. And some of the gifts, I give it less than that. And they will be tired of it, and they no longer want to use it. That is the reality when we place our heart and our minds on things that are temporal. And that's why Jesus came. He came to this world not to give us temporal peace, not to give us temporal joy, but he came to give us everlasting joy. Joy that is eternal. It's tried and tested. It can stay the course of time. Even when our lives are over down here, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. The half has never yet even been told. Because when we get to heaven, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then our joy even will be upgraded. That is the joy that comes from Jesus Christ. And I believe what the world needs, what we need this Christmas, yes, it's nothing wrong with opening Christmas presents, but I do believe that we need to open our hearts this Christmas to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who wants to give us peace. The one who wants to give us joy that will last. And what I love about the shepherds in the Christmas story, at the time when Jesus was born, to be a shepherd, it was really a lowly, lowly position. In a real sense, in Jesus' day, no one wanted to be a shepherd. Can you imagine in the schools of Judea back in those days? There wouldn't have been no kids that would have been putting up their hands on their final day of primary school saying, I want to be a shepherd. That was the last thing that anyone wanted to do. Shepherds in those days, they were considered outcasts. They were considered unclean. They were considered untrustworthy by the society of their day. No one wanted to be surrounded by a shepherd. Shepherds had to work long hours, friends. Shepherds had to be constantly on the lookout for predators like lions and wolves and bears because they needed to make sure they could keep an eye on the sheep of their pasture. They had to work long hours, early morning starts, right through the day and late until the night. They had to have a hard working ethic. And all they had to protect their sheep, they didn't have an AK-47 gun. They didn't have a pistol to protect the sheep. But all they had was just a sling. with some smooth stones to fend off the predators. They worked outside, friends. No posh offices. They would stink like the animals. It was a humble career path. And although they were mistreated, they were looked down upon by their society, although they were viewed as just good for nothings, they were viewed like tax collectors of their day, frowned upon. Yet when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, an angel of the Lord appeared to those shepherds. An angel of the Lord appeared to those lowly shepherds who were looked down upon. And the angel of the Lord came to deliver these lowly shepherds some good news. And that's good news for each and every one of us here this evening. Because you may feel that you are undervalued. You may feel that you are insignificant. You may feel that you are rejected by society, rejected even by your loved ones. But I'm here to encourage you today that Jesus wants to visit you this Christmas. It does not matter who you are, where you're from, what you have done in this life, this Christmas hope and story is available to you. I know my mic power's gone, but I hope you can still hear me. Jesus came to see the lowly shepherds. And what I love about the shepherds is the angel had good news for them. The glory of the Lord shone around these shepherds. They were outcast. They were undervalued. They did not have a pleasant smell. But the glory of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. And I want to encourage you this Christmas. You may feel that this Christianity, this can't be for me. Nathan, you don't know the things that I've done in my life. You don't know how many times I have fallen short. Well, I'm here to encourage you. The glory of the Lord can appear to you.
Amen.
Because when Jesus came to this earth, he came to be our Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's not just with the elite, but he is with even us who reside in Sittingbourne, Kent. God wants to visit you this Christmas. But finally, this evening, not only do I believe that like Ricky, we can be connected to the wrong stuff, connected to the wrong source. Some of us may be wondering this Christmas, what do I really want this Christmas? What do I really need this Christmas? Like my mum would often say at this time of year, you don't need anything, Nathan. You've got everything you need, don't you? I don't like that. What do you mean you don't need anything this Christmas? If it's another link set, just give me another link set. If it's another pack of underwear, just give me another pack of underwear. If it's another pack of socks, just give me another pack of socks. So what I believe the world needs and what we need this Christmas is something that will last beyond this Christmas. Yes, many will go to the work parties at this time of year just to have a good jolly up, and there's nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes when the season is over, it's back to life and back to normal. But I want to offer you this Christmas that there is a gift that you and I can open that will not just be for the here and the now, but for the rest of your life and also into eternity. You can have a gift that will never rust. It will never fade away. The hope of Jesus will last forever and forever.
Amen.
It is the joy of Christmas. And when the angels came to the shepherds and said, "Don't be afraid, shepherds. I know no one wants to speak to you in your society. I know everyone's looking down on you, but we have good news for you, shepherds. Today, a Savior has been born. And he is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And this good news is not just for you, but it is also for everyone. Generations and generations to come will have an opportunity to open the gift of life. And life eternal. That is only made possible through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. So Nathan, does it mean that if I open my heart to Jesus this Christmas, does it mean that I will always feel joyful? Yes, you're saying that I can have this joy this Christmas that will never rust, it will never fade away, it's eternal. But are you saying, Nathan, that if I open my heart to Jesus, that I will always feel joyful? Well, I can simply say no. There are many Christians in this church today that can testify that although they have given their lives to Jesus and they are serving the Lord, there are times in their life where they did not always feel joyful. But although we may not always have a good mood, we can still have joy. Oh, you missed it. See, for some of you who were here last year, you heard me get up and testify at this very service and say I was not in the mood. Because the year prior, me and my wife had suffered miscarriage. And we were not really feeling in the Christmas mood because we were reflecting on what we had lost. But we were still here giving God the praise because we recognize that our joy is not found in present day circumstances. But our joy is internal. It's what God has done for us through Jesus Christ that will never rust and never fade away. Bad times can't get to it. Sad times can't get to it. This joy that we have, the world did not give it to us. Amen. And the world cannot take it away. Amen. But I'm here to encourage you that trouble does not always last always. Yes. Because although we were crying tears of what we have lost through the miscarriage, this Christmas we can celebrate for the first time that we are no longer two, but we are three. Hallelujah. That is the grace of God. So don't write off your unjoyful season because you don't know what God is doing in the background. Yes, it may feel frustrating now, but if you stand the test of time, you will be able to see that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. In closing, I know I've said it, but this is my final close. 2 years ago, I dropped my phone. And when I picked up my phone, I realized that the screen appeared to be cracked. And I wondered, oh Anna, what am I going to do? My phone, I really don't need this right now. My phone is broken. But then after a minute, I realized something. I forgot. When I got the phone, I put a screen protector on the phone. So although on the surface, on the exterior, it appeared to be scratched and broken, but all I had to do was peel off the screen protector, and beneath, the glass was absolutely fine. I'm here to encourage you this Christmas. Yes, we will go through difficult times in life, and on the exterior, things may seem scratched. Things may seem a little bit broken. Things may seem a little bit out of place. But the joy of Jesus Christ in our hearts means that nothing can separate us from the love of God. That although things get a little bit broken on the exterior, when you take away the exterior stuff and the circumstances in life, we have a joy that will last forever. And it will stand the test of time, in the good times and also in the bad times. Hallelujah. You know, this whole message, this whole mini movie, was based on a real story. I grew up loving and watching a young man by the name of Ricky Hatton. I'm a big boxing fan. I remember as a kid waking up in the early hours of the morning to watch his boxing matches. He was loved by all those who loved to watch his fights. They would sing, "There's only one Ricky Hatton," walking along, singing our song, walking in a Hatton wonderland. A former undisputed champion. He reached the heights and the pinnacle in this life. Great achievements, great wealth, a beautiful mansion in Manchester, beautiful family, kids, grandkids. But just this year, Ricky Hatton took his life. And many wondered, why Ricky? Why, Ricky, would you take your life? You have children, you have grandchildren, you have so much going for you. You've achieved so much in this life. Why would you take your life? Maybe there's someone here today. You're struggling even with suicidal thoughts because you don't know if you can make it to the other side. But I'm here to encourage you this Christmas that if you would open your heart to Jesus, then he wants to give you not just joy that will last for a few days, but everlasting joy. Everlasting peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you that just like you appeared to those shepherds over 2,000 years ago, you came to those lowly shepherds with great news that a Savior had been born. He's Christ the Lord. And even today, we can open our hearts to the greatest gift ever known to humanity. And whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, just like Ricky in the clip, just like Ricky Hatton, just like many others who are struggling at this season, we thank you that you've got great news for us. That if we would open our hearts to Jesus, then he will give us everlasting joy. So I pray for anyone here this evening who has not yet come to know you as Lord and Savior. I pray, oh God, that you would open their hearts now. Open their hearts, Holy Spirit. You want to come in. You want to fill their lives with joy and peace and with hope. So I pray if there's anyone here today that wants to know you personally, I pray, oh God, that they would open their hearts to you and you are standing there willing to come in if they would open their hearts to you. We love you and we bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to return back to song as we prepare to close this carol service out. And we're going to celebrate joy to the world. The world needs joy. So we're going to sing of his joy together.
Thank you.
have come now to the conclusion of our service. I want to thank you so, so much for coming out this evening. Thank you so much for such a strong attendance. And we want to wish you all a very merry and a happy Christmas. Pray that you'll have a wonderful time, however you're spending Christmas Day. If you're traveling, we pray that God's mercies will go with you. But most of all, let us remember that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Yes, he is. He is the reason for the season. Now, just to let you know, for those of you who are not from Sitting Bull Baptist Church, if you're looking for a service on Christmas Day, then we will have a service here on Christmas Day at 10:30 a.m. It will be a short service. So you will be more than welcome to come and share with us. And if you have children, please bring them along. And if you have an unopened present that you can bring along with them, then they'll be opening it together here at the front, which is always a fun occasion here at the church. So thank you so much. And also thank you to our church choir. Haven't they done a wonderful job? And what about our musicians? Wow. Thank you so much. And also, finally, wasn't that a wonderful movie by the team? They done a great job. Thank you so much to all the cast of that short film. I want to thank them so much. And for Lacey Lewis, the hard work, and Charles that they've done editing it. It's a lot of work went into it. And just want to thank them so much for their hard work. We do have mince pies outside in the church lounge. So please feel free to stop by and get a mince pie, cup of tea, cup of coffee. All right, we're going to close out with "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Let's sing together.
We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year. Good tidings we bring to you and your king. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Now, just before we shoot off, if there's anyone here today, it's important I do this, you've been touched by the service today, maybe something that's been said that's been stirring in your heart, and you just want to talk to someone, or if you want prayer, or if you want to know more about the Christian faith, if you want to give your life to Jesus, then feel free to come and speak to me before you shoot off. I'd love to share with you and pray with you. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, any questions about the church or about the Christian faith, please come and speak to me after the service. God bless you all. God bless you. Yeah.